Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre's production of West Side Story Suite, In the Night, and Fancy Free at the Benedum Center, May 4th through 6th, 2018. Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre's performances this weekend are part of a nationwide year-long celebration of the 100th birthdays of choreographer Jerome Robbins and composer Leonard Bernstein. They collaborated on several important works, including the ballet Fancy Free, the basis for the hit musical On the Town, and the Broadway and film sensation West Side Story. They remained friends until Bernstein's death in 1990. Fancy Free, 1944. Note in the original playbill. The ballet concerns three sailors on shore leave. The time is 1944 on a hot summer night. The place is New York City on a side street. Fancy Free was Robbins and Bernstein's first work together. A young dancer with Ballet Theatre, now American Ballet Theatre, Robbins had managed to get approval to choreograph a ballet, his first, for the company. He'd come up with a timely idea inspired by the painting The Fleet's Inn by Paul Cadmus, three sailors on shore leave palling around World War II-era New York City. No composer stepped up to take on the project until someone suggested Bernstein, whose star was already on the rise. When the two met in the summer of 1943, both just 24 years old, they instantly clicked. Bernstein hummed a melody he'd jotted down that morning, Robbins loved it, and Fancy Free was born. Robbins' main job at the time was dancing, not choreographing, and with Ballet Theatre's heavy tour schedule, he had to create the ballet on the fly, between stops, on the tour bus, in hotel lobbies, and on the street as the dancers walked to and from the theater. He kept in touch with Bernstein in New York by mail, sending him notes about mood and tone for different sections, and Bernstein sent back homemade records so that Robbins could hear what he was creating. The two worked and tweaked until the last minute, and finally, on April 18, 1944, Fancy Free premiered in New York. At the end, when the audience demanded an astonishing 22 curtain calls, everyone knew something remarkable had just happened. In the ballet, Robbins and Bernstein and designer Oliver Smith capture a moment in wartime New York that they and the original audience were all living in. We feel that era the minute the curtain goes up. Smith's spare and wistful set design and Bernstein's jazzy score create an atmosphere that is, to this day, undeniably American. Robbins' first try at professional choreography signaled his genius for natural, spontaneous movement that adeptly reveals character and relationships. The sailors' gestures transmit both the easy warmth of their camaraderie as well as their individual personalities. At the heart of the ballet are their solos, a dance-off of classically based ballet variations that are also brilliant character studies. Robbins seamlessly blended ballet's structure with everyday movement, with the rhythm and form of popular dance styles, and with his own keen and funny observations about friendship and human connections. In a way, Fancy Free set American ballet free with a new concept of what belonged in the art form. In the Night, 1970. Robbins is considered one of the foremost interpreters of Frédéric Chopin in dance. Four of his ballets are set to the composer's music: The Concert, 1956, Dances at a Gathering, 1969, In the Night, 1970, and Other Dances, 1976. In all of these works, Robbins uses Chopin's complex textures and beautiful melodies to explore how we interact with each other. In the Night is set to four nocturnes under the darkened intimacy of a starlit sky. In the ballet, three classical pas de deux portray couples at varying moments in their relationships. In the first duet, we see a young man and woman who appear to be in the thrill of new love. The choreography is breathless with airy lifts. They sweep each other off their feet. When the second couple strides onto the stage, we immediately feel the routine of their movements. They're used to each other, perfectly in sync, literally going through the motions. Then the choreography opens up with a completely different quality. It's suddenly intense and tender. Perhaps they're remembering how it used to be. Or perhaps a lingering passion seeps up from beneath the routine surface of their lives. As they exit the stage, neither looks to see where they're going. In the last duet, the couple is fighting, their anger translated into turbulent choreography. They rush at each other, berate each other, dismiss each other. Finally, they come to a truce. In forgiveness, apology, or maybe surrender, the woman kneels before the man, and he lifts and cradles her. At the end of the ballet, the three couples return to the stage and briefly acknowledge each other, then recede into their own nighttime worlds. Robbins created the ballet in the fall of 1969 at a moment of deep despair. Among other painful difficulties, two recent romantic relationships had crumbled. In the Night emerged from his own loss as a disarmingly poignant look at love. West Side Story Suite, 1995. Robbins and Bernstein's West Side Story, their edgy and of-the-moment retelling of Romeo and Juliet, took Broadway by storm in 1957, and in 1961 the film version was an even bigger phenomenon. Instead of the Montagues and Capulets, the feuding parties are young Puerto Rican immigrants living in Manhattan and youths of European heritage. With a story by Arthur Lawrence, lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and Robbins and Bernstein collaborating at the height of their powers, West Side Story remains a pinnacle of the American musical. The Suite is a set of dances selected from the musical, first for the theatrical production, Jerome Robbins Broadway, 1989, and then for the New York City Ballet in 1995, Robbins added a new solo set to Something's Coming for the New York City Ballet production. The ballet distills the musical into its most essential pieces, the choreography that's a heartbeat of the story's narrative. Robbins based his movement in the language of ballet, but also drew from a colorful palette of movement styles. Social dancing, swing, mambo, cha-cha, the Lindy, stage fighting, physical comedy, and everyday spontaneous human gestures combine to fluidly and instantly define characters and situations. We know right away from their distinctive movements and mannerisms who the Jets and the Sharks are in Prologue. We know where they come from and what the tensions are. In Cool, the iconic finger-snapping gesture reveals, with a flick of the wrist, that this simmering neighborhood turf war is a powder keg that's about to explode. America's choreography takes ballet form and movement and spikes it with the flair and personality of dance styles Puerto Rican immigrants brought to their new home. The song Somewhere is presented in the Suite as it was created for the Broadway production. In the film, there's no dancing when Tony and Maria, the Romeo and Juliet lovers from rival gangs, sing it together, a desperate plea for the world to someday accept their forbidden love. In the Suite, the Somewhere ballet is for an ensemble, a moment when the feuding gang members dance together. Here, Robbins returns to themes of belonging and connectedness, ideas he explored throughout his career. With expansive and poignant choreography, Somewhere creates a dream world of peace and community shared by us all. Performed by permission of the Robbins Rights Trust.